clothes and all that sort of thing. You say she likes to
dress up.
Anything else you might say?
I can't think of anything.
What would you say if a man would do the same thing?
I would still say dress up.
Any different terms for a woman's putting on makeup?
Well, primping if you're doing it to excess.
Yeah.
I don't think a man primps, though.
What do you call this thing that women carry around their things in, you know, compacts?
Pocketbook.
Hands, that sort of thing.
Pocketbook or purse.
Same thing?
Same thing.
Any word for the small thing with a clasp that you might keep changing?
If it were just for change, it would probably be a coin purse.
Have you ever seen men with those sort of things?
No. Mm-mm.
It's something a woman might wear around her wrist.
Bracelet.
And around her neck.
String of beads.
And these things that some men wear over their shoulders to help keep their pants up.
Suspenders.
Ever heard of those called anything?
Nope.
Something that you would carry with you in case of rain, like open it.
Umbrella. Or, I've also heard that called a bumper chute.
A bumper chute.
That's facetious.
Anything besides that?
Now, parasol I think of as something that's very flimsy and mostly for decoration and more to be carried around in the sun than to keep the rain off of you.
When you're making up your bed, probably the last thing that goes on, that's the...
bedspread. When I was a child, I think I would have just said the cover, though, for anything on top.
Okay. And the thing that you rest your head on, that's the...
pillow.
You ever seen a large one, maybe? That, I don't know if it was functional or just used for...
I've heard the word bolster, but not really to know what it was.
If it were particularly... long one, you might say, well, it doesn't just go partway across the bed, it goes
all the way across.
And something, say if you don't have an electric blanket, a heavy one that you would use in the wintertime to keep warm, sometimes, you know, put together different patches.
Well, that's a quilt, but I really think that a comforter is warmer than a quilt, or you could use them both if you really wanted to be warm. A comforter is very lightweight and it's filled with down or some similar substance. It's very warm, really holds the heat in well.
And if you were having company and you run out of beds, something that you might make up on the floor, somebody to sleep on?
I would say pallet, but I've never done it, so I don't know exactly why I would say pallet. I've been told by my father that sometimes when they had guests in this house, they slept on the dining room table.
Oh, really?
It's very heavy, solid oak. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't think it would be very comfortable, though. If you rolled off, it would be painful.
If a farmer's talking about his land, he might say, well, he expects to get a good crop because the land's very...
fertile.
Any terms for a type of land that, low-lying land that might have water on it at one time but is used for growing things later on?
No, I'm not acquainted with that.
Okay. Any terms for low-lying grassland? Not good for anything maybe except for growing hay or some other type of grass?
No, I would use the word meadow for an expanse of land, I expect it just had grass growing on it, but I don't know that I would use it in a farming context at all. I wouldn't use anything in a farming context.
What about a piece of land that's really not good for much of anything?